Praise be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 5, from pride to humility. Thirsty, humble, and grateful. In chapter 4, we see a king with bad habits of character. Nebuchadnezzar was such a mighty king, no one dared to correct him because of his power. And if you're not corrected anymore, you will develop bad habits of character. And it happened with Nebuchadnezzar. But now look at God. When he looks at this, he could say, well, forget about him, second death for him. No, God wants to save. So therefore, this action, first a dream. He is warned. Now remember, have you been warned? How often have you been warned? How often have you experienced this? That someone warned you not to go on like this? Have you developed bad habits of character in your life? Have you ever exploded because of something you were angry about? Have you ever been telling lies about others? And what have you tried to change? And in the end, you found out, I'm the same as before. I'm still eating chocolate too much, and so on. So, changing our behavior is not easy. And there is one point which is like a wall for the good side. That's our pride. It's not so easy to confess. I'm weak. I've done wrong things. I repent. I would like to be forgiven. That's not so easy. But when we do it, we find peace. And this peace, that's the best what we can experience. It's peace. Peace with God and peace with neighbors. Then we experience quality of life. Now here, in his confession, Nebuchadnezzar makes it clear in verse 36, at the same time, my reason returned unto me. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. And excellent majesty was added unto me. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. It took a long time to come to this point. He experienced that Daniel was revealed the same dream as he had dreamt. He experienced three friends of Daniel had been thrown into the fireplace and were rescued by Jesus. And now he had experienced for 7 years losing his mind. And his understanding came back to him. So it took 3 times to be converted. I honor the King of Heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. Do you see his last sentence? Those that walk in pride, that was Nebuchadnezzar himself. What about these people? God is able to abase. He can humble them. What about you? Where are you? The first, second, or third attempt to achieve peace?